My name is Taye. I am from Ethiopia and I work for Oromia Regional Health Bureau in Ethiopia. So my co-author is my master's MPH program supervisor at Lund University in Sweden, and I'd like to thank him. Just to give you a background information, as you may know, Ethiopia is located in eastern part of Africa, and Oromia is the largest region of Ethiopia, and HIV prevalence currently stands at 2.2%. So we started antiretroviral treatment at hospital level in 2005 with the support from Global Fund and US government, that is specifically PEPFAR fund. ART was actually limited to hospitals for a while, and it was decentralized to few health centers in 2006. But there was skepticism among health sector leaders and also providers that health centers cannot provide ART in Ethiopia. So the objective of our study was to compare the difference between outcomes of antiretroviral treatment between hospitals and health center levels in Ethiopia. So we actually okay, so we recruited two hospitals and three health centers based on their patient enrollment on ART during the preceding 6 months. And the cutoff point for ART clients at hospitals was 40 patients per month for 6 months. And 10 patients per month for 6 months for health centers. And we actually reviewed the individual patient records and also ART and pre-ART registers for these patients. From the registers and from individual patient records, we categorized the outcome into four categories. That's currently alive and on treatment, lost to follow-up, transferred out, and died. Currently alive and on treatment was patients who were following their monthly follow-up follow-up visits, and lost to follow-up was defined as patients who missed their appointment at least for 3 months. Transferred out patients are patients who were sent to other treatment sites with a documented referral slip, and dead patients are documented as dead, as reported by the family member or attendants. So we also tried to compare whether patients on treatment were improving and or not improving. And our parameter of improvement was a clinical parameter, that's whether the patient has its defining illness like tuberculosis and toxoplasmosis and so on during the last visit, or immunological improvements, that's whether the CD4 count has raised by 50 cells per millimeter cubed for during the last 6 months. So patients who were otherwise were categorized as immunologically or clinically not improving, and patients whose ARB regimens were shifted to second line were also categorized as not improving patients. So as you can see, 1,709 HIV positive patients were started on ART during 6 months in these five sites, two hospitals and three health centers. And from this, 41% were men and 59% were women. The median age of these patients were 33 years, and 6% of them were children under 15 years of age. So after 2 years of follow-up, 61% of these HIV ART clients remained in care and treatment. From this, 57% of ART patients at hospitals and 83% at health centers were retained in the program. So the other outcome was also patients who were lost to follow-up. Patients at hospitals, 23% of patients at hospitals and 10% of patients at health centers were also lost to follow-up. And the patients lost to follow-up were significantly higher at hospitals than health centers. The patients who were dead was also 11% at 10% at hospital, but it was 5% at health center level. This actually, especially the loss to follow up, was actually assumed due to higher, longer distance travel and financial burden due to that for the patients who travel to hospital every month, and also longer missed work hours and cost, like accommodation cost and transportation cost, were also incriminated as causes for this higher loss to follow up at hospitals than health centers. In fact, there are some limitations to this studies, like this study didn't cover a lot of health centers and hospitals, and this may not represent all the health facilities in Ethiopia, and it's very difficult to generalize. And it's also likely that patients who are more sick may go to hospitals than health centers, and this actually differentially affect the day's outcome at the hospital than a health center. So, however, we have actually tried to conclude that antiretroviral therapy at health center level was no inferior to the hospital, and we can actually decentralize ART to health center without compromising the quality of treatment. So this is the presentation. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Usually health workforce, health providers at hospitals working at ART clinics are usually medical doctors. And in one of the hospitals, there are five medical doctors working in the hospital. And in the health centers, usually most of them are nurses or health officers. And in all these three health centers, there are only one provider at ART clinic. But in hospitals, there are several doctors and nurses and other paramedics, actually.